Well, I'm quite impressed by your son's record and credentials, Mr. Chadwick. And I'd be more than happy to offer him a place here at Mannersgrove.
Oh, thank you very much, Headmaster. I'm sure Peter will be a credit to the school.
I'm sure he will be. There's just one more question, purely academic, of course. But tell me, does your son have a nice bottom?
What?
His bottom, is it plump and firm and textured like a deliciously ripe peach?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It's quite a simple question, Mr. Chadwick. Does your son boast a bottom that's irresistibly spankable?
What do you mean, spankable?
Mrs. Chadwick, the school was built on discipline, and I've always found that nothing works better than to lay a young offender across my knee and administer a good old-fashioned bare-bottom spanking, especially if the recipient's firm little buttocks are quivering in nervous anticipation.
But that's outrageous. Surely corporal punishment has been banned from the classroom.
I don't spank them in the classroom. I spank them in here. Let me assure you, I only punish the boys as a last resort for the most serious offences, of course.
What sort of serious offences?
Oh, coming into assembly with dull blazer buttons, while chewing their food 57 times. The most serious of all, reading pornographic literature.
Surely that isn't all that serious.
Mr. Chadwick, I'll not have the boys sneaking in here and looking through my desk.
There's some other kind of punishment you could administer other than spanking.
Yes, of course there is. I believe in giving the boys a democratic choice. Either I spank their bottom or they spank mine. It's entirely their decision.
Well, thank you, Headmaster. We'll think about it.
Yes, we have one or two other schools to look at, actually.
I almost got you going then, didn't I? I'm sorry, but I've got a rather zany sense of humour. I can't resist practical jokes. I'm sorry.
So you don't spank the boys?
Of course I don't. Mr. Brownlow does all the spanking. I'll just watch.